This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Babe, how would you say your social battery is right now?
Probably non-existent since having Bear, but it's slowly coming back and I'm almost ready to get back out there and host a game night, babe. It's been too long.
I'm ready for that too.
I would say after having a baby, we've been in survival mode and haven't had a lot of extra time for socializing, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, we both know it's important to surround ourselves with community during hard times. So it's been a tough balance that we're trying to manage. We actually talked about this in therapy recently, and it's been really helpful to dig into.
We've been open about getting back into therapy after having our third baby, and it's been a great game changer for us. We recommend it to literally anyone, not just couples going through a hard season. It's a great place to learn how to set boundaries, communicate, and learn how to build a social life without draining your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is an amazing option.
It's all online, so you can do whatever fits best with your schedule, which is perfect for us, especially with three babies.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and they let you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/EastFam today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EastFam. Let's get back to it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through.
Today we have an awesome couple, but more than that, I think we have Andrew's man crush.
That's right. I like comedy. I like laugh. Do you like laughing?
I love laughing.
You like laughing? This guy's good at making people laugh. It's Trey Kennedy and his wife, Katie. They're fantastic. They have a podcast of their own. It's called Correct Opinions. But we brought them on because they have some exciting news. They're kind of branching into this whole new like family content. They're growing their family as they've documented their engagement, their wedding, and now
their first baby.
That's right. It's a wild ride. I think you'll love these two. You probably are familiar with these two. Trey has videos all over the internet, and he's always good for a good giggle. So if you don't know him, check him out. But he's also going on tour in 2023 this summer. It's called the Grow Up Tour. You can find tickets online. We'll link information for that down below and their podcast down below. Congratulations, Trey and Katie. Thanks for joining us. And I hope you enjoy this one with Trey and Katie Kennedy.
Trey, Katie, thank you so much for joining us today. We were just talking about our first interaction, you and I, Trey, was probably not one that I'm proud of, not one that you're proud of, Sean.
No.
But I tend to do this. I have a habit of awkward first impressions. And I certainly hit that bar with you. I saw you birding around on a scooter in Nashville, and I just honked the horn, just gave you an awkward wave. You had no idea. I can't believe you actually remember this. I'm shocked at that.
Yeah, yeah.
You made an impression, either good or bad.
Last thing?
Yeah. Yeah, right? It was a memorable one. I was out running around with buddy John Christ, and I think we were shooting a video. This was a few years ago. And I think you were shirtless, like on a bird scooter. I just went yo and just went by, and I was kind of like, who was that guy? He's like, that was so and so. I was like, oh, is that who that was? And that was it, man. So
here we are.
The amount,
yeah,
the unfortunate like amount of first impression stories I've heard like that from people
about me,
about you. Yes, Chuck Wicks, John Chris, Trey Kennedy. There's like countless football players. Your first impressions are memorable.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But the show is not about me, and you guys know that. So I'm curious how you two met, Trey and Katie.
Oh, sure. We met on Instagram.
Let's go.
I saw there was a photo of her shirtless on a bird scooter.
Yeah. There are no photos of me like that out there.
I don't know. I was, I was just came across her. It was very by happenstance and random, just like kind of a simple like, oh, she's cute, I'll follow her
DM. I didn't know who he was.
She likes that detail.
I like to state I did not follow him. I did not know who he was.
Wow.
This was like almost five years ago now.
Yeah, almost.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness. But and just kind of like chat, you know, the simple like chat, a little DMs, but then it quickly was like, oh wait, I think kind of have a lot in common. And she was in Atlanta, I was in Kansas City, and I was in Atlanta, took her out, and we just like one of those just like hit it off immediately, stayed up until 2 a.m. talking, and so that pretty quickly turn into like, let's do this long distance thing. And so we long distanced for a good year plus.
Yeah.
And she moved here. So.
Wow. Katie, what was it about? Was it like the, you know, the manly beard, just the pure testosterone infused pheromones, or was it like the beanie? What did it for you?
Yeah, it was the videos where he dresses up like girls.
Yeah. That works
for me. You're like, that. It worked for me. Oh, that's great.
Where are you guys originally from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Oklahoma.
Mm. You went to Oklahoma OSU, right?
I went to Oklahoma State. That's right. That's a big gymnastics school,
yes.
Right?
Huge gymnastics.
Mediocre sized gymnastics. They're like decent at gymnastics.
No, they're
not great at gymnastics. We don't need to lie on the show.
What? Did you all talk at length about Oklahoma State gymnastics? Wow. Wait, they're like the, because we've, I'm sure you all watched this, right? The cheer on Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh man, we got fired up on that. So the whole scene, and so like, yeah, be real with me. Is the show makes you believe, you know, this school is the destination for like, I guess, college level gymnasts. Is that true?
Like college is the destination?
No, Oklahoma State.
Or like if you're going to, obviously like Olympics would be better than college. We know it. We get it.
Wait, hold up. I'm having like a total brain fart right now. And that's why my palms are actually sweating because I'm going to make myself look like a fool here.
Like the JUCO, like if you're a gymnast wanting to go do like collegiate competitive cheer, is choice number one that those JUCOs in Texas or no?
Yes.
For cheer?
It is.
For cheer.
It really is.
Okay.
Absolutely. Wow. But then for gymnastics, I have to ask this question. You guys are probably going to be like, this is ridiculous. Oklahoma State, is that different than Oklahoma?
Yeah. It is definitely.
I'm an idiot.
That's why I'm having
Oklahoma gymnastics, Oklahoma State cheer. Yeah. Those are different things.
Do you guys do a lot of interviews
that's
together?
Like the most, yeah, I mean, she's like a decorated Olympian, and I was like, you do cheer,
they're
right?
That's
like the meanest
right?
thing that I've ever said. I watched you growing up, so this is like a cool moment. So
we'll talk about great first impressions, Trey.
Wait, hold on. I had to like dig myself out of this real quick. So the reason why I ask is because Oklahoma University is like the number one college to go to for gymnastics.
You went to Oklahoma State.
I know. That's why my palms are sweating because I'm like, oh my God, I can't remember if it's OSU or if it's OU who has the really good gymnastics team. So I'm sitting here saying
like, yeah, I went to OSU.
Yeah.
We hate OU. So we've both like greatly offended each other.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm going to say OSU is not the greatest at gymnastics. Apologies. Okay.
All right. So our two oldest kids have been loving science experiments. We post about it all the time on Instagram. And lately, we've been trying to find better ways to keep and continue their curiosity going.
Yes. And so I found KiwiCo with Drew when she was an infant, but have since graduated Drew and Jet, our two oldest, to like their science boxes, which helps them with like engineering, robotics, technology. And they love getting their hands dirty and in it. And the things that KiwiCo comes up with is amazing. So each month, if you subscribe or get a membership, you get a new box in the mail for your kid to open, and it's filled with goodies. I remember this as an infant, and it was amazing.
Awesome.
But now as a toddler, it's even cooler. They get to discover and build and create things with their science boxes that are amazing.
The activities are nonstop. You get to do things like engineering, robots. There's learning about science of ice cream. That was one of our kids' favorite. Yes. But they always do age-appropriate things as well, which is really cool and important. It allows the teaching and learning process to go really smoothly.
Yes. My favorite thing about KiwiCo is that their boxes are age-appropriate. So as your kid gets older, the boxes develop with them. And it also kind of tells you where they should be developmentally. I remember as a parent, it's when I started KiwiCo as a kid, like as an infant, I loved that it gave parents tips to kind of encourage the educational process for your kid. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
That's right. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KIWICO.com, promo code COUPLE.
Move on.
Katie, do you do a lot of interviews with Trey together?
Not a few.
Do you enjoy this scene?
Yeah, it was fun just watching him train wreck that one. I just was like, this doesn't really make sense, but okay. Yeah.
It didn't make sense on my side either, so like we're both train wrecks there.
It used to be one of the greatest stressors. It's like, you know, Sean and I have this show together that, you know, she would like kind of go off on a tangent that's just the wrong way. She's saying the wrong things, and I used to like try to steer back, but now I'm like, you know what, babe, just go ahead and let it rip. It's amazing.
Yeah, be a good...
Sounds like a really good husband.
Maybe he's gonna bring it back here. I don't know.
He's just watching me drown. Yeah. Help! Jump in the water.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go back to you guys. Hold up. Okay, so you guys met on Instagram. Were you both still in college?
No. This was...
out of college a couple years.
Yeah, a few years out of college.
And you're living in Kansas City, Atlanta. You did the long distance thing. How long into the dating did you guys, like, move to the same place?
A little over a year of dating, I moved here.
And that was for each other?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Big. Yeah. And she had to do a whole... She did a career shift too. She gave up a lot to come here. So she was modeling in Atlanta. You know, there's only, you know, not all the big modeling scene in the Midwest, but I think she was like, we made the decision. It made sense. And she was wanting to maybe pivot to more of a, using more of like her degree type of job. And so she did come here, but yeah, new place, new friends, new job.
Yeah, I was like, let's just do it all at the same time. That sounds great, right?
So question there. Kate, I feel like you and I are similar. I did the same exact thing for this fool. I literally like up and left everything. I quit my job, moved to Nashville, didn't know anybody, moved into the same apartment complex, like went all in. And to a certain extent, it's absolutely terrifying because if it doesn't work out, kind of like you're in it.
Yeah.
What did those conversations look like? Because the conversations with us, it'd be like one day I'd be so into it, and the next day I'd be like, I'm not moving to Nashville for you. Like, I have my own friends and my own life, because I was terrified that things would go wrong and I did it impulsively. What were the conversations like, and did you ever have doubts there?
I feel like we talked about it together so much, leading up to it, that I'm just like a very logical person, and we had like stated all the facts and just gotten to the point of like, this is what logically makes sense. So, I mean, I feel like once I got past that of like, this just makes sense for us, I don't feel like I was just like, oh, this is going to be all fun and I'm going to move here. It's going to be so fun. And then it wasn't until I actually got here that I was like, wait, this is really hard. I don't know anyone. I have to find a job. Like, you know, and that's when I was all of a sudden like, okay, this is not just all fun and games, and this is real life.
That was tough. Anyone job hunting can relate. It was, we just assumed like, oh, she has a good degree and resume, like easy. But you know, a few months go by, she can't get a job. We want to find her like a good job, right? Not just something. And I remember the day of our engagement party, you got a voicemail, like a job offer. And it was like, I mean, we were this close to being like, dude, what did we do? She can't, it's like a smaller market here, right? It's not that easy. But that was a good day.
You had a job in Atlanta.
I was modeling full time. I did, thankfully, like once I moved here, I went back a couple times and worked with clients that I had worked with before. So I wasn't just like totally stranded, but it wasn't ideal.
Were you guys engaged when you moved?
No.
How'd the whole engagement thing work out? Not work out. Like, how'd you propose?
Yeah, we're married now.
Yeah,
it worked out.
I think we always felt confident in our relationship, which took stress off. I don't think at least to my knowledge, you weren't like, hey, I should bail on this guy. So we felt good in that, but we got, you'd probably lived there for like 6 months or so. So like right, probably we'd be dating a couple of years almost when I proposed. And so that was exciting and started to, then I think you'd gotten the job and kind of making some friends. So that was an exciting time.
Was it a large romantic gesture?
If you know me, you know I love cereal. Our whole family does. And growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. But now that I'm older, I know it's important to watch out for empty carbs and extra sugar. So I took a little break there from eating so much cereal. But now I've tried Magic Spoon. And Magic Spoon has classic flavors and the crunch you love, but it has way less sugar and it's high in protein.
We love Magic Spoon in the East household. I always get the variety pack. It has four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs with only 140 calories per serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free.
It's pretty wild to think a cereal can be high in protein and low carb and still taste delicious, but it does. I love eating a bowl of the fruity flavor after a workout for some extra protein, and Sean here loves the cocoa flavor as a snack before bed. We think everyone should try Magic Spoon and taste the difference themselves. Go to magicspoon.com/eastfam to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code EASTFAM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, start the new year off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/eastfam. And use our code EASTFAM to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
It was. He went all out.
Really?
He did a very good job, yes. I was surprised, which is good.
That I did a good job?
No, I was surprised. In general.
That's the key. The whole thing. We did. It was great.
Are you willing to share the story?
Sure, yeah. We had gone to Portland with a friend group to see an OSU game and just kind of like...
Oklahoma State game.
And
thank you.
To go to Willamette Valley and just like have fun. And so behind my back, he had changed my flight or booked me a new one and canceled my old one to stay an extra day. So the funny part of that is we woke up and he had like turned my alarm off, everything. And I woke up just in pure panic. Everyone's left. We're going to miss our flight. We have to leave right now. Get up. And he was like, no, we're staying. And so at that moment I was like, okay, good.
Oh, it's like, I think, you know, we're supposed to have some 7 a.m. flight and neither of us are morning people. So it was kind of a funny start because she's like waking me up at 5:45 in the morning. Like, come on. I was like, we're actually not leaving. Just like half awake. And she, who's usually like, don't talk to me in the morning, was like, oh, really? And I was like, all right, yeah, let's go back to sleep for a couple hours. Yeah. I did. I don't know how much you did.
Yeah, but he had a full day planned. We went hiking.
Yeah, just kind of hiked all day.
Yeah.
Proposed at golden hour.
Yeah, he had a nice dinner. Picked out a dress and bought a dress for me to wear.
Whoa, bro.
Come on.
No, yeah. Come on. Don't slow play this, bro. You crushed the game. What?
He did. He literally
I might have to like to note or something. Some people were like, where'd you get that dress?
I am very curious when guys do this. Like, Katie, was it your style?
Yeah, I mean.
Well.
I always like the idea of like, oh, Andrew buying me a dress and it's on the box on the bed. But then I'm like, no, do not buy me clothes.
I think it was cute enough and did its job, but yeah. I don't know if she necessarily would have picked it out for her vibe. But
that's, you wore a it statement. A few.
Oh, you wore it recently because she's pregnant, which we just announced, which is very exciting.
Let's go.
I don't know if y'all missed that.
Yeah.
And it was just the other day, so I think you pulled it out because it's loose fitting. You're like, look, I'm wearing it. I'm like, well, you're running out of options in your wardrobe. So thanks so much.
Congrats.
I would say, wait, I missed this. So huge congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, we just, yeah. No, you're fine. We literally posted about it
this weekend.
A couple of days ago, yeah.
Jeez.
So I don't know when this is coming out, but we're due in February.
Mm-hmm. So exciting.
Wow, because y'all have two or three?
We have two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Trey, your content, I remember you did your video on the engagement and like the walk through the woods with the signs. It's like, but you also just did one on the pregnancy announcements, like part 1, 2, 3, 4, like whatever. You did the video sequence on that. It's funny because that's the videos we share is like, hey, pregnancy announcement. And, you know, to a large extent, you're making fun of our style of the stuff, but I love your approach where it's like, you're kind of tracking your life moments and making the comedy around that, which is like same subject matter, completely different way to attack it. It's awesome.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. I'm glad you enjoy it. Cause yeah, we certainly don't want to like tick any people off, but it's a fun picking fun. And like, you know, I've made fun of all these gin reveals or doing all this, but you know, she had me out, you know, downtown with some photographer taking pregnancy announcement photos, and I was just like, "Oh my god, we're all doing it."
You have to do it, bro.
We're all doing it.
I will say, you'll look back on those pictures, and they're pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I literally said that. I said,
and now I'm getting reprimanded by someone else's wife.
20 years or whatever, you will be like, "I'm gonna be so glad I have these." So,
wow.
And I will say too, I was adamant I would never do it because I get very, very embarrassed with photo shoots. I am not a photo shoot person, but I just have to check off the box. I will recommend you should definitely do a maternity shoot because having like one picture in time of like that phase.
You just did that, right?
No, when I'm actually really showing.
You have a lot of photo shoots to come, Trey.
A lot. I am curious though. We have a clip somewhere. I don't know where it came from, but you were quoted saying you're the shy guy. You feel like you're the shy guy that likes to post videos. And I feel like that's a really interesting dynamic and something we had to deal with within our relationship is it's almost like a split personality to a certain extent. You become this shy person in the outside world behind like off camera, but then on camera, you're someone else. Do you guys ever find that difficult within your relationship to turn on and turn off? As far as like acting in your career goes?
Usually no. There have been like a few times where I kind of, make it a joke and be like, you're not on the stage anymore. but
I'm just getting ripped a new one. That didn't come to my mind. I was like, I grew up innately very shy and reserved, and I've obviously gained confidence in like over time getting on stage and doing this, and so I'm definitely the big personality and she's very patient and kind, and so around close friends I've been like, hey, let me know if I'm, you know, I don't want to be annoying. I make fun of annoying people. I was like, I can't be annoying. So there's been a couple times she's like, you're, you know, yeah, this isn't a performance, which is helpful. And but there's other times too, when around strangers, I can be very reserved. Like we've been going to the doctor, obviously to her checkups. And I think one of the nurses is a fan of mine, I guess to Katie, she's like, he's very different in person. Yes. And, quietly. Yeah. I don't know if I'm supposed to like dance around the halls of the,
in the doctor's office, of like
the OBGYN. But,
yeah.
For the most part, it's a great balance. She helps me, kind of smooth out some of my edges and calm down some nervous energy. And I like to think I bring her some confidence and assertiveness and just some fun to be around. So that too.
You said you're fun to be around?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fun to be around, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm saying.
Yeah. Also amazing. Yeah.
Going one step further, though, within your guys' content that you do post, you guys blur a boundary or like you blur that line of you do share each other. You share your stories in comedic ways. Where are your boundaries within your relationship as it pertains to your career? What are you allowed to poke fun at and talk about? And like, what are those distinctions?
Luckily, I'll say Katie is a great sport. I mean, that's why a big part of why we're together is she has a great sense of humor and loves and can like take all the punches in the world. And I, you know, I'll go on stage and do a bit where I'm kind of like making fun of us or her. And she's just like, that was great. There's, so that's super helpful that she's all for it and a good sport. Yeah. So but
it's good to just laugh at yourself.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely been a couple instances where she was like, let's not do that again. But for the most part, I try to keep the podcast a little different. It feels like a more intimate space and we talk about stuff, but in the general content that, you know, 90% of people know me for, I try not to get too personal. Like, you know, we announced the pregnancy and that's fun, but, it's more just lighthearted fun stuff that hopefully doesn't offend many people, including my own wife. So
I'm curious, what is like from a comedian standpoint, there's got to be some unique hurdles relationally where it's like either the expectations of the other person or like your natural habits of like always trying to be funny and not being able to like have, you know, not feeling comfortable having the deeper conversations. Are there any that come to mind of like, wow, you know, maybe it's a weird question to ask, but like blind spots of like, this is actually tough as a comedian when I'm building relationships.
It's a great question. Yeah. You have something?
Yeah. I don't think like in our relationship specifically, he's good. I mean, he's a very down to earth person. And so I don't think that the comedy or like being so goofy, like overshadows his seriousness, like between our relationship. But I do think maybe in other relationships.
Yeah, it does. That's a great question. What comes to mind is I've just try to be careful because I'm, you know, for a living and I'm getting rewarded for kind of just like making fun of everyone,
yeah,
including myself. But sometimes I've got to watch how much that trickles over into just like normal. If I, you know, not everyone wants to like have their first conversation with you and just get roasted. Like some people love that. Like my best friends and I just make fun of each other constantly. And even like, you know, Katie and I tease each other. Some, you know, my buddies, wives, we all just make fun of each other, but to make sure I can't just be like, I can't think of an instance, but there's been times where maybe she's like, you know, you kind of poked fun at that person and that hurt their feelings. I'll just be like, they can't take a joke. I don't want to be around them. And she's like, well, they're still like human beings. And like, you're right. I can't. It's easy to default to the comedian's rule of like, everyone should be okay with what I'm saying, which I don't necessarily agree with. So
what made you guys want to start the podcast together?
My podcast is like taking on different forms. So I've actually been doing Correct Opinions podcast for like 3, maybe 4 years. That's crazy. And it started as just like a fun attempt. I was a solo show, just kind of riffing and just kind of like a fun little side thing that I thought would be fun. And then it developed a little more and I brought on the co-host Jake, who's hilarious and helps me with stuff. And then Katie would join intermittently. And now she's kind of, we got this new studio and this new setup and Katie's been on kind of full host for a while now. So it's taken on different forms. And I think people have just loved having her on just because obviously she's my wife and we have a good banter, but obviously we have a lot of female listeners. So I get a fun female energy when, if me and Jake start getting off the rail, she can be like, you know, easy boys.
I feel like I'm just kind of voicing what the female audience is probably like wants to say to them.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Which is usually probably a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm curious, talking about baby and pregnancy, as far as it goes between you guys who are now mom and dad, how has that changed your dynamic?
I'm even more wrong. I'm kidding. It's we're starting to get into it, right? So she's like halfway through.
Almost half, yeah.
Wow. Pregnancy.
That's awesome.
And so just the other day, she's sitting there like, which, I'm just racking my brain. I don't know which color stroller to get. I'm like, I don't, what is that for? Like how, do we use it at the beginning? So we're in that state kind of where she's like, where should the bassinet
good job
be next, should it be the side of the bed or in front of it? I'm like,
we still have a lot of learning to do. And, but I think, I mean, it's been a really cool experience, as everyone knows who has had kids, just, you know, the bonding of we're going to be parents together and this is going to be our baby. And, yeah, that's been cool.
One in five Americans have, quote, learn a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Plus, Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Andrew and I have been learning Spanish on Babbel, and it's been so fun. We've wanted to learn a new language for so long and have finally started. We've learned how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants, all without having to consult language apps, which is so cool.
It's crazy how fast your brain picks up a new language when it's presented in a relatable way. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/eastfam. Again, get 60% off at babbel.com/eastfam, spelled babbel.com/eastfam. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To experience together.
Trey, do you read a lot of books?
Yeah, I do.
There's
like reading.
A point to that question.
because it doesn't seem like
it. It didn't sound great coming out. We actually have had another guy on this show, the Dude's Guide.
What?
Dude's Guide to Dad Life or whatever.
Dude Dad. Yeah, he wrote a whole book.
His book is awesome for dads when it comes to when your wife is going through pregnancy. I would recommend.
He's a buddy of mine. He's actually sent me that book. So I've started to.
Hasn't read it clearly.
It's actually great. It's so good.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's a great idea. Well, yeah, it'll be like your baby's the size of a beer can. Great. Oh, he's awesome.
Anyways, yeah. Tangent.
Sorry. I know they're about to have their fourth or whatever. He texted me congrats and like, I was like, yeah, thanks, man. I don't know if we're going to have four, but we got one on the way.
You never know. I don't know.
Let's hash that out.
Yeah.
What are y'all going to have? Do you know?
Oh. I'm the middle of five kids. Sean is a only child. Do you guys have siblings?
I'm one of five also.
Let's go. Where you fall? You're two. Oldest child, I could tell.
He's two.
Number two, okay. But I'm the only girl. So
oh, gotcha. Mature. Kind of the oldest. Responsible. Yeah. What about you, Trey?
Two.
I just have one little sister.
So I'm ready for like five kids.
Never.
We're just going to have triplets and then call it a day.
I'm good. I'm potentially good with two. I could maybe be convinced to go one more, but.
That's where we're at. We only have two right now.
I know. I could be convinced to be done.
Anyway.
You heard it here first. She's done.
are you guys like freaked out? Like what are the thoughts right now? You're just like, you're in the figured out mode. What are your expectations? You know, traveling, people always are like, I think that part of our life is going to get overshadowed. What? No, I'm just curious. Like, where are they at? Just mentally.
Yeah. I mean, we currently think that we're just going to keep going. I'm buying all the travel things and, you know, obviously we know it's going to change. He's planning on going on tour next year, a few months after the baby's born, and that will obviously look very different than it did last time. But I'm hoping to not let it overshadow too much, but just know realistically that's just how it goes sometimes.
Thank you. I think she obviously it'll be tougher for obviously the mom has to really be there a lot more at the beginning. I've learned these things. I didn't even know how they were fed to me. I didn't know that. But I'm going to obviously take a few months off, go back on tour. And I think she's a little more like, yeah, I'm going to, she was talking the other day. She's like, I'm going to bring the baby. I'm going to be there to a lot of them. Like maybe a couple, but I feel like you're going to be not there for a lot. I mean, that's why I'm doing less.
Yeah. We kind of strategically plan the next one.
We're obviously naive and we're going to see how all of it goes, but still very surreal.
Yeah.
Well,
I just have little moments like watching, I'll just watch football with my buddies for like 15 hours in a day and be like, I probably won't be able to do this that often anymore. Just little things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. I will say he has a different opinion, but I totally agree that you can continue traveling and you could make the entire tour. It's just a difference of like how you want baby life to look, but it's totally manageable.
Yeah.
You watch 15 hours of football?
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Bro.
Yeah. So football games. Yeah. You
can do it. On your guys' social media and in regards to like how you script your content and publish it to the world, a lot of your private life is very, very private. You keep your guys' relationship pretty under wraps. You keep that kind of on the other side. As far as baby is concerned and going into the next phase of your life, as far as like growing a family, will it stay like that? Will it be stricter? Have you guys had those conversations?
To be honest, as good as anybody I've seen, you've separated your content with your life. So kudos to you. But
appreciate it. Yeah, I kind of made that decision a while back. I think when we first started dating, it was kind of like this weird, obviously every normal person, you date someone, the big first post is a big deal. And we had talked about that obviously, where I'm sure she was a little bit like, why am I the secret? And I kind of explained, I don't know. So when we got engaged, or we got a little bickering, cause when we got engaged, I was even kind of like, I don't need to do like a whole post, but she was kind of like, you're going to post. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's probably that a thing. Like, that's sort of the pregnancy deal. I'm like, I'll just keep making funny videos. It's like, well, she's me walk around, obviously pregnant eventually. And I think stuff like that's fine. But I wanted to, I just worry sometimes, and I'd love y'all's opinion on this, of I'm very content. And it's more me, right? I just want to make people laugh. I don't want to divert into this type of influencerness that isn't me, more of like the lifestyle family stuff that y'all do so well. I just don't think it's for me. And so just trying to keep it. Then we talked the other day about our future kids, how, you know, I don't plan. I think I'll just keep them off entirely. We can talk about them, or obviously like, I'm sure the content will allude to it. And, you know, my experience just, you know, being a new dad and stuff, but yeah, what are y'all's experiences with being a little bit more in the forefront of like our content is relationships and our marriage and our family? How do y'all balance all that?
We tried to go to the comedy route, but
oh my god,
just didn't have it like you did. So we just made the pivot. We said, all right, well, it is weird. Like, so I know you got your MBA, right?
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to be freaking making YouTube videos for a living.
Sure.
I thought I was like doing civil engineering and, you know, got picked up by the Chiefs, thought I'd be playing football. And then I thought I'd be doing comedy, but none of those three things worked out. So now we've just done this. But the weird thing is social media is what, like 10 years old? Like nobody's really done this, right? Like,
exactly.
We talked to Drew and Ellie Holcomb and they mentioned how, just in general, like the human heart is not made for fame or like, you know, these millions of opinions. Like really, he's like, you're supposed to just have input from a handful of people, not so many. So we're just trying to figure it out as well as anybody else is. I don't know if we're doing it right though.
I would say navigating family though for us, it was always a question. We started out saying we didn't really want to share our kids. And every day it just kind of became a different conversation. Honestly, it becomes so all-encompassing that it's kind of the only thing you talk about. So
like being a parent.
Yeah. So it became like a natural thing for us to talk about. And in regards to our family, in how we navigate it. We just try to have an open conversation every single day of kind of like the boundaries I was asking you guys about. They move every day based off of how we're feeling, if we can make fun of each other, if we can't, if we're overtired, if we're going to show our kid today but not tomorrow. Like, it's just, we have to, we give each other the ability to turn it off every single day and say, I don't feel comfortable today with it. And it's just kind of how you have to operate, which is hard with a business, but it becomes such a priority, your family, that it makes it easy.
Yeah, I think y'all are crushing it. I think I have it easy sometimes. It's like comedian, it's kind of like, oh, this guy, he's just joking. You know, if someone doesn't like it, I'm just like, you can't take a joke, and I kind of move on. Whereas people in y'all's position, it's a little more like, you know, yeah, like you said, opinions, like you're parenting this way or choosing this, or you posted, you're Christians and you said this, and I have the out of just like, I was joking. that's like, there's a little bit of that. Obviously there's a, to a degree, but yeah, I'm sure it's tough. And so we'll have to navigate that. Yeah. I was talking with my friends the other day of, we were discussing our college degrees. You said MBA engineering. We were like, so many of our degrees we got 10 years ago now were like, the jobs we have now didn't exist when I was enrolling in college. Mm-hmm. So it's, the world's moving that fast, and it's like, I'm trying to like hire people. I'm like, what do you pay a part-time editor of clips for TikTok? You're just making stuff up over here. Hell no. So it's a weird world, but it's fun. But it's, we're very much, all of us are just kind of winging it as best we can.
Katie, are you still working a job?
I'm not. I quit the job that I got here. I'm an engineer too. I did biomedical engineering.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's next level. Civil engineering is entry level.
Not super.
Biomedical is advanced.
I don't know about that. Know a little bit about a lot of engineering. I used to, not anymore. So I was working in medical devices, and when the tour started this time last year, I quit that job so that I could go on tour with him. Which I'm very glad I did, because it's just really cool experience to do together in our second year of marriage and live on the tour bus together and, you know, all that stuff. So since the tour's ended, just kind of helping out Trey with stuff, and we are renovating some houses that will hopefully be Airbnbs and just things like that.
Modeling gig here and there.
Yeah, still modeling a little bit.
But pregnant models, hit us up.
Yeah, I need any.
If you need one, it's coming.
Yeah.
Look at this. But yeah. Yeah, we toured like a bit while she still had her job, and like she would fly out Friday after work to like not even see the Friday show and get there late and then see the Saturday show and fly home Sunday. And we're like, I don't think.
I was like, I can't do this.
She's able to quit. We try to prioritize, you know, that experience as well as the marriage of like, I'm going to hardly see you. You're going to be exhausted. We're grateful for that choice.
Yeah.
You enjoy tour life, Katie?
I did. I mean, it was a bunch of guys on a bus and me. We eventually got a girl merch person. But it was really fun, and it was way more tiring than I thought. You know, I wasn't performing. I was just sitting backstage every day, but I was exhausted just from sleeping on a bus and being in a new city every day. So it was a fun experience. Actually, just this weekend when we were in Huntsville, I was like, oh, I kind of miss the tour life. That was fun. You could kind of forget about all your other responsibilities.
It was kind of like a fantasy world.
You're
in this vortex of just like planes and buses and venues. But yeah, we would talk about all of us performing. You kind of get that, like you guys have both performed in various stages. You get that rush, and she wasn't receiving that kind of boost of, so I would argue it was like more tiring for her to just be there and support behind the scenes, where I'd get off stage and be like, hey, let's go out on the town, man. Let's stay up till, and she'd be like, let's. But we had a blast, and the crew all got along great. We had great people. It was fun.
You guys, I was so nervous about having thin, broken hair after having Bear, but no joke, I feel like my hair is at its healthiest point ever.
I agree.
Thanks. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, even in the postpartum days. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones, which is really important to us. I've made it a part of my daily routine for the past 6 months, and I am so happy with the way my hair looks and feels. I've actually had people ask me if I've gotten my hair done recently, and it's funny because I haven't.
Mm.
Yeah. I started using the Grow Hair Serum immediately after Bear, and my hair has never felt thicker and softer. I also like how it's not oily or greasy, so you can use it on wet or dry hair. I signed up for the monthly subscription of the Grow Hair Serum, and it's nice because you get to save money on your order and you never run out of the product. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff really is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/eastfam and use code EASTFAM at checkout. That's vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM to save 20% off your first order. vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM. Let's get back to it.
I was going to ask Katie, I don't mean this in an insensitive way. I just know, like, with us, we've had to play those roles back and forth. Playing the supporting role sometimes can be very exhausting. And it can sometimes mess with identity, especially trade two with you going on tour and being off tour and then potentially taking a break. As far as your guys' kind of like behind the scenes life goes, do you ever find that you struggle with like maintaining your identity when all the cameras are turned off?
I definitely, after quitting my full-time job and being on tour, it took like probably a few months in the tour after kind of the like wow factor wore off, and I was kind of all of a sudden like, wait, what? Like, you know, there is a little bit of that identity of I don't have this like quote-unquote job title anymore, that I can kind of be like, this is what I do, or, you know. And so it was definitely a lesson I'm sure a lot of people go through in like various ways. I think a lot of women go through it when they decide to stay home, or, you know, there's, it happens in a bunch of stages, but it was a good way for me to kind of like recheck, like, what is my identity in? And you know, what are, you know, what am I doing this for and yeah. stuff. So but it was harder than I thought, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, she's done a great job. I get it's hard, and she's been unbelievably supportive, because I've had my own issues of, I mean, just this past week I did shows in Alabama, like three nights. It was like night one felt great. Wow, I'm just killing it. And then like the night two, I tried some new stuff and the crowd wasn't as fun. And then I come off stage and I'm just to her, I'm like, am I even that funny? And so you go through these crazy swings doing what we do of like, this content performs well, or this joke does well, or this one doesn't. And she's hugely supportive when I just have to be honest and be like, these last handful of videos didn't do what I thought. And so you're gonna have to get a job again. Like, I don't think that's going to happen, but I think that way. I'm sure we all do.
Oh, and dude.
Yeah.
So we support each other in that way.
I was going to say, and I have to add, Trey like was so good at just like making it feel like a team effort, that like everything we do, you know, for his tour, just it's all like for us as a family and a team effort, and he does a good job with that.
Are you like, you mentioned you're Christians? Is that we were at this YouTube conference this past week with, like, you know, I don't know how the heck we ended up there, but it was supposedly 100 of the top YouTubers, and there was all these people that said, yeah, we used to like be Christians and then, you know, moved out to LA and now we're not anymore. Has that been jaded? Has, you know, you've now been exposed to so many people. What has that trajectory been like, the evolution of that? Especially like, as a comedian too, it's kind of a tough spot, you know, to be
right
that brand, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people know I'm a Christian, and, yeah, I think a lot of them, like all of us, you know, like growing up, I would idolize people even more if they were Christian, because you're like, well, yeah, we're on the same team. I'll get you fired up. And Yeah, as a comedian, because, you know, like I said, your whole, it's just poking fun at things, and some people take jokes better than others, and I feel very confident now in kind of, I guess, where the line is, or where that blurred line is of, hopefully, I think people understand I'm trying to be funny. Sometimes I might rub you the wrong way, or, but I think I'm fortunate that I've, over 10 years of doing this, found kind of the right formula for like making fun of things where people feel loved by the being made fun of and not like angry by it. But it can be tricky, and especially being someone who's known, the whole brand is like take nothing seriously, goof off. And then Christianity is obviously a very deeply personal and intimate thing, to like throw that out there every now and then just feels like a crazy change in content, right? So just trying to do what I feel like I'm called to do the best I can. It can't be tricky, but it is a shame. You mentioned all these people who used to be Christians, they aren't now. It feels like that's happening more and more, but I feel very stronger and stronger in my faith and very grateful. You know, I grew up in a bubble in the Bible Belt of Oklahoma, and now I've been to, you know, all across the country, met all sorts of people, and I think that's just helped me gain new perspectives and appreciate more opinions. And I don't know. It was a good question, though. Mm-hmm. Kind of rambling.
How does that approach of take nothing seriously, goof off, does that, like, how do you guys do conflict? Is it like that where you're like, ah, freaking no big deal? That's kind of honestly how we are, where I'm like, yo, not a big deal. And then she's like, it's a big deal. And I'm...
Don't compare yourself to a comedian.
I am.
You're not a comedian. You're not.
He's like, you and me, man.
No, don't give him that.
No, I like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely happens maybe sometimes. But I mean, I feel like that's also maybe just like having a male female, like, let's not worry about it, you know? And the girl's like, no, we need to talk about this.
Now you're getting in trouble by my wife. Yeah. What are we doing? No, I mean, there's definitely some, one of my favorite things to do is try to make her laugh when she's clearly angry.
Which is and then so she's
that like, has to go she's like, well. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like laughing, but still furious.
I'm like, I know I'm laughing, but I'm even madder now.
But no, I like to, I think we're very pleased with our marriage thus far, and obviously have worked on it and working on it, but Katie does a great job of communicating very patiently, where I, like you said, want to maybe do it's not a big deal, we're good. I just honestly don't want to, there's been several times where I'm like, let's just sleep this one off. And she's just like, wake up. We're not going to bed.
Katie, that's me too. I'm like, don't you dare close your eyes.
I'm like, we are not going to bed angry. We are going to talk this out.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea, I feel like. Doesn't work for us.
Doesn't work for you.
Anyway.
Last question that I want to talk about your tour and wrap this up. But I am curious from both of you guys, individual perspectives, just having experience to this lifestyle on separate sides, what's the biggest lesson you've learned about mass recognition, whether it be like a pro or con to your relationship? And I, to like add a little bit to that, the reason I ask is, Trey, hearing you talk about how sometimes you have a good night or a bad night when it comes to being on stage, I feel like it can be really hard, and we struggle with that too. We live to indulge the rest of the world, and our days can be drastically affected based off of how many likes or how many views or how many laughs. How does that recognition play a factor into your guys' dynamic?
I feel very lucky. You know, everyone's always surprised that I don't live in LA, right? Or Nashville or these, and no real reason. I think COVID obviously like cemented the fact that you can kind of be everywhere. And we have really, both of us come from great families, and we have I have a great group of friends and each other that, as much as those kind of feelings float in of, you know, I don't have it anymore. Finally, You know, the imposter syndrome you always hear of. I've finally gotten figured out. I'm not actually funny. Here it all comes crashing down. You know, bits of those thoughts. And I just think I have great support in that. Like, yeah. And Katie will always say to me, like, hey, maybe people don't think you're funny and that's okay. Which initially I'm like, well, that didn't really help. But I love that she says that, because she's just getting at is like, that's, it's not really the whole mission here. I mean, it is right now, and it's clearly a place God's put, like, led me to, and I'm going to do it as long as I can. But if next week everything disappears for whatever reason, you know, I have people that actually know me, love me and support me, and vice versa. And I try to remember that too. I think people in our position get in this headspace of like, we owe our fans things, or like, they just have been so good to us. And at the end of the day is they don't know us personally, and we don't know them personally. And like, we can provide a product that's beneficial. But it is, people aren't following me because they just feel like they want to help out this guy. They like think I'm funny. And so if I'm not funny, they're done following me. So to remember there is still kind of this product customer relationship has helped me. I'm so obviously grateful for them and enjoy connecting with them personally a little bit in person and stuff. But those are all my big mindset shifts that have helped me not lose my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do that's my worst case scenario. I like to play worst case scenario of like, all this is gone tomorrow. So what?
Thank God for that engineering degree. Like,
yeah.
If it all goes to crap, I'll just kind of retire and she has to work. Yeah. It's not the worst.
But I mean, Trey handles, you know, because when we started dating and, you know, it's kind of progressed as our relationship has, and now being married, he's done a good job of just kind of like leading the way. Just like, you know, he interacts with people who come up to him, you know, very well, and is very kind, and things like that. So he's done a good job with that.
For some reason, when we were talking about this interview, I thought it was going to be like, you're going to come on, be super high energy, but this has been pretty chill. This has been a chill conversation. I like it. And I got to get a beanie like that.
When two comedians get in the same room, man.
Dude, we just kind of just vibed.
I'm going to hear this for the rest of the day. He's going to think he's so funny. Did you hear what he just said? He goes, I got to get a beanie like that. He's going to walk around like he's you. Oh my
beanie,
gosh.
Beanie weather.
Jeez.
That's funny, it's definitely too early for that, though. It's like 80 degrees out down here.
Oh, not in Kansas City. We're up north a little bit. I woke up to a crisp 55.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good old Midwest. Mm-hmm. I do miss the Midwest.
All right. So real quick, tell us about your Help Me Help You tour.
Thanks. Yeah. All the good stuff. Help Me Help You tour. We're all this info's on my website, treykeeney.com, working on new material. So it's super fun, kind of intimate. Like, I'm actively trying new jokes. They've been funny, some not funny. That's the beauty of it, you know, just go out there and it is really fun. And we've done a few of those stops so far. It's been great gearing up, trying to get the hour all put together to tour big time after the kid's born. So we did that. And so, yeah, between that, our podcast, and my special from the first tour, we've been actively working on going back and forth, and we finally decided on we'll be releasing that. I'm not sure when this will come out, but it's going to be out October 18th, my first ever special.
That's awesome.
On what, where?
It'll be on it'll be like on Moment House. So it's like none of the streamers won it in on the Christian influencer guy.
Huge miss, so
we're bringing
bro.
It to you.
Honestly, huge freaking miss on their part.
we're just putting it to the people. It's going to be, yeah, like just pay to play type of thing. We'll probably put it out on YouTube for everyone to see eventually, but really excited to.
That's awesome.
Didn't
just do it with the people. Yeah, it's been a cool, like, gotten to this point the whole time just with me and the people following me. So we're going to keep it that way.
Didn't Andrew Callahan release a special? Like, People and crush
Andrew Schultz.
Schultz, thank you, thank you. I don't know.
Correct.
Who
so it's that is. It's that thing. Yeah, similar. He kind of his was different. You know, he's really like a edgy, and so I guess some streamers, he's a comedian where they wanted to, him to remove a couple jokes that might upset people, and he was kind of like, I'm just going to put this out myself so I can own it and do what I want with it, and that's kind of what we're doing too. So
that's awesome. Congratulations.
Do you do you feel the need to preface the tour with like trying out new jokes? Is that a thing, like a like a prep tour before the big tour, or like?
That is actually, yeah. That's so you'll notice most comedians will they'll kind of brand it as working out material, so it's
lowers just expectations. A fun vibe,
because I mean, it's still like to think people were laughing.
Yeah, Katie it was a good show.
It's not like, but and it's to help the audience to. You know, if you've been, maybe you drove a few hours to Nashville and now I'm coming to your town in Alabama, just so you know, it is new stuff than what you saw, you know. So we hoping to brand it that way so people, sometimes people get confused. And I feel like someone will come to this, you know, we do the Are You For Real tour that the special's coming out, and someone will be like, I just went to this show 2 weeks ago. I'm like, and I'll say to them, like, you did realize it'd be kind of the same, right? Like, oh, yeah, I just want to see it again. Like, okay, good. Every now and then someone's like, you told all the same jokes. Like, yeah, I'm not writing a new one, new show every day. But
wow. It's amazing. You do put out a lot of content. If you want to learn more about Trey and Katie, we'll link their information down below. Congratulations on the baby. My gosh.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm putting out the special. She's going to put out a son.
Do we know the
gender? A lot cooking.
We know the gender.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah. We did.
Okay. You having a little boy?
That wasn't exclusive.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, we're having a little boy.
Congratulations!
So. Wow.
Thanks. And wait, y'all have a boy and a girl.
We have a boy and a girl. Boys wild.
Bro, boys are wild.
Wild. You ready?
I have a couple buddies with like two girls and a buddy with two boys, and yeah, I feel like my friend. He's like, I spent 3 hours lifting him up to dunk yesterday.
Yes. Literally, we do that.
Yes. I will say, though.
My soul, dude. That's what I do with my little dude.
This is my little preachy advice, and I apologize. But I feel like in the phase that you guys are in, where you're, like, halfway through it, and, like, young married couple, there's so many people that like to feed you this thought of, oh, like, your social life is over, you can't travel, things are going to change, it's a different phase.
And it is. So enjoy it while it lasts. I'm kidding.
Stop
I am
trying
kidding.
To be funny, bro.
I'm a comedian. What do you want from me?
This is right now. Yeah.
And if you look at it that way, yes, it could happen. But it is honestly, it's the greatest thing to ever happen. And things only change because you want them to. Like, you can continue doing whatever you want. But it's truly the coolest phase of life. It's so much fun.
You're getting Katie fired up right now. She'll send me
preach
stuff.
She'll
send me like some blogger post of like they have their toddler in a high chair in Positano. She's like, see?
Can't wait to see her next year.
we've been to Turks. We've been all over the country. We've done it all with like
music
infants.
To her ears. All right. Thanks a lot. Now we have to go to Italy.
Yes, absolutely.
Honestly, awesome, thank you both for the great content. Big fan personally, and we'll have to follow up when the baby's born a couple months after to see what exactly changed. But
you guys need,
we'll have to have you on the pod here. We'll talk to you, and we'll.
Anytime.
I'm sure we'll be in Nashville some point. I guess we're going all over with the baby, so we'll see you with the baby
in
Nashville.
We'll babysit for you while you guys can go gallivant around Nashville.
Awesome.
Oh wow! That is very kind.
Sounds good. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks for the time.
Yeah, so great to meet you and talk to you.
Talk to y'all soon.
All right, real quick for all of those listening out there, we don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think. Babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners. And some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode. And again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way,
you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.